Good morning. Exodus chapter 5, verse 21. And the officers of Israel said to Moses and Aaron, "Let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us." It's not fair. All of us often say we want life to be logical and fair, but it isn't. And we have a second problem. We're usually one-sided in our complaint. If we're appealing to fairness, it has to go in both directions. And in fairness, we deserve God's judgment every day of our life. But when was the last time that you didn't get your homework done or copied somebody's and then lay awake at night unable to sleep because you didn't get the zero that you deserved? And yet, if the prof gives us a zero because he thought we copied when we actually didn't, well, then we're fit to be tied, aren't we? When we do what is right, and yet evil follows, we often want to scream, "Why, God? Why?" Moses had returned to Egypt with the Lord I Am's promise that he would be able to deliver Israel from their bondage in Egypt, that he would bring them into the promised land and even bring with them the treasures of Egypt. Wow. Israel thought that sounded pretty good. And they praised God for it. But Pharaoh wasn't so amenable. He declared that if they had time to talk about going away to worship, they had too much idle time and they had to triple their work output. They'd have to gather the straw for themselves now and still make just as many bricks. And the people screamed at Moses, "May this I Am God of yours judge you." And Moses screamed at God, "Why, when I've done exactly what you sent me to do, has only evil followed?" Accidents? Disease, evil powers flex their muscles against us also. And we tend to want to scream, "Why, God? Why?" It doesn't matter that we deserve worse than we're getting. We still think it's unfair, and so we doubt his wisdom, his control. But how does the Lord respond to Moses and to us? "I'm going to so mold everyone and everything so that even the evil end up serving you, my people, so that everything proclaims that the kingdom, the power, and the glory are mine." And thus the Lord I Am turned the very things that Egypt claimed were their gods against them. 40 years later, the Canaanites still trembled, remembering what the Lord I Am had done against Egypt. So what will happen when the Lord turns the tables on America's faith in the dollar, trust in technology, and love for the pleasures of sin? And what about us? By nature, we are so perverse in our desire to always be transformed to the world so lackadaisical in our pursuit of holiness, and so rebellious in always finding a way to serve me. So that it often takes crosses in our lives to keep us turning back to God, the only one who can save us. We live also in an age of gross selfishness that is continually rubbing off on us, so that even in our declared commitment to Jesus, too often we may act in this sarcastic description. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to expose my soul or disturb my sleep, but just enough to be equal to a cup of hot chocolate, a snooze in the sun. I don't want enough so that I love the person who ruined my video game, or nor enough so that I actually do the cleaning job in the dorm for my friend. Just enough so that I feel the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want 1 pound of the eternal in a paper sack. I want to buy $3 worth of God, please. And yet our Lord is the one who gave himself, his whole self, in order to buy us out of death. He did what was right in all things, and yet he was nailed to the cross. In his case, it was unfair. And yet he did it in our place, who did deserve it. He willingly endured it to establish the gospel justice. Your sins have been forgiven because they have been paid for by his own holy, precious blood. Yes, the Lord I Am allows crosses in our lives to remind us that this cursed world is ending, and to help us to continue to follow Jesus. So don't buy $3 worth of God as if he's a paper bag of chopped liver. Rather, give yourself. We're the chopped liver, to the Lord to be transformed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 21, 2-1, stanzas 1 and 2.